Thank you for calling Circle Services. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
I'm just calling to confirm my appointment for tomorrow and to make sure that the technician has the right contact information.
Yes, sir. Now, do you have your, can I have your phone number, pull up your order for you?
All right. The phone number is 917-979-4000.
Okay, that's 917-979-4000.
Yeah, 4000.
Yes, sir. Let me place you on the brief hold, see if I can locate your order for you.
Okay.
Thank you for holding for me, sir. Can you verify the name and address on that account?
Yes, it's Philando McNeil, 1253 Amanda Joe Court, Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Thank you for verifying the information for me, sir. But now it doesn't show that your order is scheduled for tomorrow.
Well, I've been getting text messages from you guys saying 8/11. Today is the 10th, correct?
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah, I've gotten text messages stating that I have an appointment, and it's been telling me to confirm, and I've been hitting C for confirm, but it still sends me the text again and again and again. So I was just calling just to confirm the appointment for tomorrow.
Yes, sir, it doesn't show that you're even scheduled for an appointment for tomorrow. Shows the last notations on your order are from August the 7th. From where you were, your wife called in and stated that she was scheduled for August the 6th.
Yeah. It was supposed to come last week on Thursday, and they never came and they never called. And that's when we called in. And then they were supposed to be there the week prior to that. And they said the technician couldn't get in contact with me because they had the wrong phone number, the wrong contact information on file. But the technician still never came to the house. He didn't ring the doorbell or anything like that.
Yes, sir. So now, what I could do is get an email over to home office for you and get them to contact that tech and ask them to contact you to confirm if he has you scheduled on his book for tomorrow, because on our end, it's not showing that you're scheduled for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, let me place you on the brief hold, and we can get that message over for you.
All right. Is it like, because I really need to get this AC fixed. I've had this complaint out since like May 27th, and here it is like in the middle of August, and it still hasn't gotten fixed. And it's like I've been, you know, we've been doing the same thing, calling you guys and calling the home warranty, and it's like the technician still hasn't came over within the 3 months, and I'm just sick and tired of just calling back and forth, and everybody's telling me, oh, I'm gonna put in a message to corporate. Corporate don't call me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand what to do, because right now I got one AC running the whole house, and I don't want that to blow up either. So, like, I'm trying to get this resolved as soon as possible.
Yes, sir. And I'm going to go ahead and send that message over to home office for you. Thank you for your patience.
One last thing. Can you check the notes? Because I told the last representative that the correct contact information was 914-979-4000. I just want to make sure whenever the technician gets it that he sees the notes and it's the right contact, because I don't want to hear that he couldn't get in contact with me.
Sir, your phone number is updated on your order to 917-979-4000, because that's how I located your order with your phone number.
Yes, but
yes,
the home
sir.
Warranty put the wrong... They put the wrong area code on there, and I've called you guys plenty of times, and what they did was they put it in the notes. But for whatever reason, the technician isn't looking at the notes, because they, you know, the previous representative said he can't change the contact information because it's on the work order, and I understand that. But if there's a note or something for the technician to see, hey, you know, the correct number is 914, so he can actually call me and we can get this done, and I don't have to keep going in circles, that'd be great.
Yes, sir, it is notated on your order also, and I'm including it in this message that we're going to get over to home office for you. Let me place you on another brief hold so I can finish your message.
All Okay.
Thank you for your patience, sir. I have that note set up for you. I get that over the home office for you. It's asking that tech service to have him to contact you to confirm that order for tomorrow and to contact you at 914-979-4000.
Okay.
Anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's pretty much it.
Well, thank you for calling Circle Services. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.